we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. My guest this week, Amy Mendoza's got a brand new album, The Release Show, coming up this Saturday, January 31st, over at The Flycatcher. She'll be joined by a lot of other great Tucson acts, including Carlos Arzate, Billy Settlemyer, and Lords of Sounds. But without further ado, now live in Studio 2A, Amy Mendoza.
I can't see you back. Let's give it to you.
is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and we're live in Studio 2A with Amy Mendoza. Amy, thanks for coming down tonight.
Thanks for having us.
So we'll start off with introductions. We've got some great players in the room, so we'll give everyone a chance to introduce themselves, let us know what they're doing tonight.
Damon Barnaby on guitar.
Doug Floyd on guitar.
Ernie Mendoza on the drums.
Amy Mendoza on the bass tonight.
All right, so the occasion for the visit is we're celebrating the release of a new album Saturday. It's going to be the release show over at the Flycatcher. Most, if not all, the songs we're going to hear tonight are on the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, what was the genesis of this album? When did you first start writing the songs that appeared on this album?
That's a good question. You know, I've always been a songwriter, but probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago is when I started actually recording the songs that I wrote, because I just always, in general, write songs, but have never actually decided to create like an album at all. So, I mean, it's just a compilation of songs over the last couple years. So,
yeah. And you've played with a number of different groups.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the first time that you've put out an album just under your own name?
Yes, actually it is. I've always been like a sideman, or because sidewoman sounds scandalous. So.
That's true.
So I always just play bass or guitar or something like that. So yeah, this is the first time it's been under my name, and that was up for a little bit of debate when we first started, but I think the consensus was that if we suck, they could just blame it on me.
So. A little bit of passing the buck going on.
I was like, what should our band name be? Oh, yeah, it should be you, just in case.
Well, so what was different, all joking aside, I think there is something different about, you know, when you're putting something out under your own name, it's not under the the cover of a band or, you know, a pseudonym or anything like that. So was there anything different about the way you approached this project and this group of songs, you know, once you made the decision that it's going to be your name?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just approached it with no intentions of making it sound like anything. And my intention for the album was just to make sure that I was staying true to all the songs that I wrote and not trying to make it rock or pop or this or that or what's mainstream. I just wanted to make it just as genuine as I could and as honest as I could as it relates to how I wrote the songs.
Mm-hmm. So did you write most of the songs just you sitting down with an acoustic guitar, or what was the main sort of lifeline, the chain of events, you know, that went from the song, you know, coming out of your mouth and onto the guitar to end up on this album?
Most of the songs I write, it takes less than a couple minutes, like 4 or 5 minutes,
Wow.
So it's a very Kerouacian, spontaneous sort of thing. And I like it that way because I feel like it has like a trueness to it, you know? So the song just basically formulated out of that, like me sitting down and hashing it out in whatever mood I was in, and then bringing it to this amazing group of musicians and then having them put their twists on it. So,
yeah. So I know that Damon and Ernie, at least, were both playing on the record. You had some contributions from Duncan Stitt as well, right?
Yeah, he played keys on a couple of them, and we recorded it mostly at a writer's workshop, which he's pretty much involved in. So,
Did you have a sense as you were writing the songs in those 4 or 5 minute bursts, did you hear in your head what they were going to sound like on the record? Did you have a sense for, you know, what you want the guitar lead to sound like or the drums to sound like, or is that where these guys come in?
That's where they came in. I could be like the most annoying person in the studio because I want people to read my mind. And so thankfully they did, though I didn't really have to work on them very much, and they were pretty much in sync with how I wanted it. And then if it wasn't quite how I wanted it, I was very pleased with the direction that it took. So,
Was she a taskmaster in there?
Yeah. I we locked horns a couple of times.
He's biased. Can you mute his mic, please?
But sometimes she would, we literally wrote the song right then.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of times she says, I have this riff, here, listen to this. And we pretty much put it together right there at Duncan's house. Mm-hmm. So, and recorded it, you know, one or two takes, boom, that was it. I mean, that's cool and fast and everything, but after you've played the song many times, then you start feeling like, well, I could have done this or could have done that. But that's always the case. But but just the spontaneity and the creativity that happened right then, you know, it's kind of cool when that does happen.
Yeah. And is that something that you wanted to capture in the recording process here, some of that spontaneity, or was it a byproduct of ideas just coming out really, really fast?
Yeah, I wanted it. I mean, some of the spontaneity that came out in the studio maybe wasn't. Obviously, is it on the album? But
yeah.
For the most part, it came out in a way that I was surprised with, you know, and very pleased with.
Yeah. And the versions that we're hearing tonight and the versions that folks will hear on Saturday, have they evolved and changed since what we heard on the album, kind of apropos of what Ernie was alluding to, or are you trying to stay pretty true to the recorded sound for the time being?
Yeah, I don't like to stay true to like the recorded sound, you know, because mm-hmm. I like stuff to be organic and just kind of have a life of its own. And then since Doug started playing guitar with us, he brought his own sort of style to it. So, and I like the way that it sounds. So, and then the way I sing it isn't like I sing it on the record.
Mm.
And so we came to this point where we were playing out a lot. And I had recorded the CD, and so I was singing the song, and I realized that doesn't sound like how I sing it on the record. But I, you know, if you get caught into that cycle of going back and re-recording and going back and re-recording, it could be like an endless nightmare. So I just decided just to go with it.
And the release show is going to be on Saturday.
That's right.
You've recruited some other great locals to join on the bill as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a. Lords of Sounds, which is sort of a new band in town. It's a lot of really great musicians, and it's sort of kind of like a new wave sort of thing, rock kind of thing. So that's a new band that's going to be playing first that night, and then Carlos Arzate is going to play.
Excellent.
He's also on the record, and Billy Settlemeyer, and then we're going to close out the night.
Awesome. All right, so that's Saturday at the Flycatcher. If people want to be able to find information online or buy the record, anything like that, what's the best place online to do that?
Probably the best place to buy the record, it's going to be on CD Baby after the CD release. And we have amymendoza.com, and then we have all our Facebook pages on the interweb. So
perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I say we get into our next set here. We'll chat again after a few more songs, but you're listening to Amy Mendoza live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only with another live set.
Bye. Baby, you're lost.